Yeah.
How'd you skate feel this morning?
Good. This is the first time I've skated since August, so it's definitely felt good to get out there. A little bit of a change from the weight room.
Where are you right now in terms of your recovery?
You know, it's coming along. I mean, obviously, it's a long, slow process, and like I said, today is my first day on the ice, so I'm just going to take it day by day. And obviously, I didn't shoot any pucks today. I was just kind of doing some passing. So
it was 4 to 6 months, right?
Yep, yeah.
Is that still on target?
You know, I'm hoping so. So I guess with this, it's something that, you know, going into it, you knew it was going to be a long, drawn-out process. So I'm just trying to take it, you know, day by day.
Have you talked to anyone who's gone through the same type of an injury to kind of understand what you're dealing with a bit?
I think Ole went through something similar. You know, I talked to him a little bit about it, but it's definitely a weird injury to have. Didn't really have a chance to talk to too many other athletes about it, but, you know, going through the process with the organization and several doctors, it was, you know, they helped me out through it.
Is this lockout different for you compared to the other players because you were, you know, sort of getting paid and being treated?
Yeah, my social life's going to bump up now that I can actually hang out with my teammates in the room. So it was definitely a different experience. It's not something I want to go through again. But as far as, you know, being in the room, getting treated, obviously it felt good to be, you know, be in the room. I guess you felt a little bit like a hockey player. But, you know, the organization's been great with me from day one of this whole process. So it's definitely it's comforting to know that they were behind me with it, and you know, I like where things are going.
So you weren't allowed to hang out with the other guys who were skating here and stuff? Or?
Well, I mean, I could probably hang out with them outside the rink, but absolutely not at the MTS Center. So it felt like a ghost town in there. The room's too big for one person.
Is there a chance you'll be ready for the season?
You know what? Like I said, I'm taking it day by day. You know, it's something that I don't want to rush back on, but it's also something that you know, I've always wanted to, you know, shoot for this, you know, to come back for the season. But I mean, you know, right now it's kind of up in the air.
Whether you can play or not, good to be back though, and good to have hockey back.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially I've been here the whole time since September, so you know, I know around the city it was definitely a different feeling. You know, fans were obviously disappointed, and rightfully so. So it definitely, it feels good to have hockey back.
Is it harder to be patient now that you know that it's going to be in action soon?
Well, yeah, I think a guy like me wants to get out there and go right away, but, you know, the trainers have been great with me, kind of pulling me back a little bit. But, you know, it's something that, like I said, I'm hoping to get back as soon as possible, but I'm not going to make a dumb decision to hurt myself in the long run either.
What's been the biggest challenge so far in dealing with the injury itself?
Probably opening doorknobs with my left hand. Feels weird. No, it's this. Anytime you lose something that for that long, as far as everyday life, it kind of feels weird just, you know, going through the motions with one hand. But, you know, the last few months, it's been obviously it's been better. So I guess the biggest challenge is mentally, like getting over the hump. You don't really know where it's going to be until all of a sudden you kind of wake up one day and it's starting to feel a little better and better and better. So I guess just mentally, it's my first time ever having surgery. So just getting over that hump is probably the big thing for me.
This was your first time on the ice, you said?
Yeah, it's my first time since August. I didn't really feel the injury at all over the summer, and then, you know, hopped back on the ice in August, and I felt it. So it was something that – it was an injury that you can't just stick your hand on an x-ray machine and diagnose it. So it took a lot of long process to figure out what was wrong. And, you know, like I said, the organization was great with me the whole time.
Is it the slap shot that's going to be kind of hard to get back with the wrist? Or?
I'm not sure. I guess I'll find out. But as far as right now, I just did passes today. So that's something I'm sure I'll find out in the near future, hopefully.
What did they do to your, like, what was the surgery?
Well, they put a screw in it that to help, you know, reattach the ligaments and you know, hopefully, you know, make it heal a lot faster, a lot better than what it was. So I'm not very good with doctor stuff, but all I know is that, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, I found it when I did.
That screw's been taken out now?
Yeah, it's out of my hand now.
When did that happen?
It started December.
How about the new CBA? Is it worth the pain and suffering everybody went through?
Well, I mean, I don't know every single detail. I think you know, something like that. Obviously, us as the players were fighting for what was right, and they were fighting for what they thought was right. So it's a negotiation. Things happen. Things get heated. Yeah, the exact same thing with player negotiations, with contracts and stuff like that. So as far as, you know, how long it went, obviously no one wanted to go that long, but, you know, it's good to have hockey back in the city.
Guys must have been giving you a hard time with your status, I presume.
Yeah, every time they keep asking me to bring them out to dinner, I don't know why.
Did you relent?
A couple of times, I got suckered into it.
So would you expect to be back on the ice most days now? Like, are you working? Is there any sort of timeline as to when you'll be able to start?
I'm sure I'll ease into it. I probably won't be skating every day, but definitely, you know, like I said, first day back today, so just take it day by day and then kind of go with what the trainers are telling me to do.
And is the pain when you're gripping the stick? Like, what's the biggest?
It felt good today, so I didn't really push it too much. It was more of just getting my legs under me a little bit. I was making a joke. I probably forgot how to get dressed because I haven't gotten dressed in so long. But you know, I just felt to be out. It felt good to be out there just to skate. And even though I was really not doing much of competitive stuff, it felt nice to skate around the ice a little bit.
There's no timeline as to when you'll be able to start taking shots or anything.
Yeah, I haven't actually known. I actually haven't even talked to the trainer since I got off the ice. So you know, they know it felt good, but I mean, it's also something that you know, we'll figure that out as it goes.
Training camp's out of the question, right? Short training camp coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming so, but I mean, you never know, I guess.
What was it like to see Team USA win?
Good. It was nice. I didn't watch much of it, no, but.